Now then, we'll have you read this chart. Cover the right eye and read the top line.
Okay. B-R-I-T-H-G-O-B.
Dandy. Now, let's cover the left eye and read the same line.
Right. Hey, who took the chart away?
One egg or two, Fred?
One should do it.
Fried or scrambled?
How about an omelet?
Naturally. It's more work.
Yeah, and I do all the work.
Okay, let's go, George.
Hey, how about this? Washingstone beat the Rhode Island Rocksters 54-20.
Oh, Fred, that's 24-20, and the Rocksters won it.
Oh, yeah.
You better hurry and eat, dear.
What's the big rush?
Don't you remember? You have an appointment with the eye doctor this morning.
Oh, you're starting that again, eh?
Let's face it, Fred. You either need glasses or longer arms.
Say, you ought to work in television. I hear lady comedy writers make a lot of money.
Pass the salt, please.
Salt? One salt coming up.
Fred, please keep your appointment. This is Pepper.
Not today, Wilma. Don't you hear that? I have a date with my daughter. That's right, the circus. And Dada is going to show Pebbles a saber-toothed tiger. Right, and a trained pterodactyl.
And a bull-headed brontosaurus, please? By the name of Fred Flintstone.
Very funny. Look, look, Pebbles, here comes the circus.
Rocco's Marvelous Monkeys.
I'll hurry up and mow the lawn first and then take Pebbles to the circus.
But, Fred, how about your appointment?
I've made up my mind, Wilma. I'm not going to the eye doctor today. I'm in perfect condition, including my eyesight.
Okay, Superman. I give up. You're perfect.
Women. Who can understand them?
Oh, Fred, I'm going over to Betty's, so keep an eye on the baby. Your good eye, that is. You want to go with Mommy? Oh, okay, sweetheart. Come on.
When you feel bad, women say, there's nothing wrong with you. Get up and go to work. But when you feel great, they want you to go to a doctor. No, boy. Pebbles, baby. Are you all right? You, Pebbles. Where did you go, you little monkey? Peek-a-boo yourself, you little... Huh? Oh, brother. I gotta get out of the sun. Pebbles? You're in there, aren't you? Sure you are. For a minute, I thought I saw a monkey. My name is Fred Flintstone. I live at 222 Rockway. I am not seeing things. I am Fred Rock. I live at 222 Flintstone Way. I am Rockway Fred.
Imagine, Pebble Mabel's is going to her first circus.
It's exciting. When is Fred going to take her?
He said right after he mowed the lawn. He wouldn't keep his appointment with the eye doctor.
My name is Fred Flintstone. I am not seeing things.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Fred?
Oh, Barney, am I glad to see you. Look, Barney, tell me, when you look at Pebbles, does she look like a baby to you?
When I look at Pebbles, does she look like a baby? I repeat, what's the matter with you, Fred?
Wilma's been after me to have my eyes checked, see?
Yeah?
So, I don't want her to know this, but twice today, Pebbles has turned into a monkey in front of my eyes. I think I'm cracking up, Barn.
Oh, boy, Fred. Don't you know what's wrong with you?
No, what?
It's psychological. Wilma's been bugging you to go to a doctor. So you think there's something wrong with you.
And I start imagining things, right?
Right.
You know something, Barn? You're not as dumb as everyone thinks you are.
Gee, thanks, Fred.
Hello, Barney.
Hiya. Hey, what's to eat? I'm starving.
Oh, Barney.
Have a sandwich, Barney. Where's Fred?
He's taking a nap.
Well, call him and we'll eat.
My pleasure.
Barney's right. There's nothing wrong with my eyesight. Pebbles does not look like a monkey. I never even thought I saw a monkey. Pebbles! You'll get hurt! Come down, baby!
Oh, Fred, lunch is ready. Hey, Fred, what are you doing up there?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm trying to get Pebbles out of this tree. Come to Daddy, baby.
Look, Fred, Pebbles is here.
Oh, Fred.
I tell you, Pebbles is up here.
Fred, look. Fred? Fred, where are you going?
Where am I going? To see the eye doctor. Where do you think? So that's my story, Dr. Boulderdome. Now tell me the truth. What do you think it is? Tell me.
Very well, Mr. Flintstone. I think you'd better sit down.
Sure, Doc. It's my mind, huh? I'm losing my mind?
No, it's my carpet. You were wearing it out. Now then, we'll have you read this chart. Cover the right eye and read the top line.
Okay. Breath, gob, whatever that means.
One letter at a time, Mr. Flintstone?
Oh, yeah. B-R-I-T-H-G-O-B.
Dandy. Now, let's cover the left eye and read the same line.
Right. Hey, who took the chart away?
Aha, that's it. We've found your trouble. You have astigmatism.
How do you like that? And Wilma thought it was my eyes.
You'll need corrective glasses for a short time. Here, try these. Now read the next line.
S-C-L-O.
Good. And the next?
P-R-O-F.
Fine, fine, fine. And the teensy-weensy printing at the bottom.
Why? O-U-B-N. I'll have to get a little closer. Your bill is $25?
That's our little joke. Here, let me clean those glasses for you.
Clean them for $25? You should gold plate them.
I'll have them ready in a jiffy, Mr. Flintstone. Now, it never fails. When I'm busy, ring, ring, ring. Dr. Boulderdome speaking. Oh, yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes. Yes, dear. It's the wife.
I would have bet on it.
Yes, dear. Yes. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Just a minute, dear. Mr. Flintstone, just wear the glasses every day for the next 2 weeks and you'll be okay.
Okay, Doc.
Yes, dear. Yes. Yes.
See you in a couple of weeks, Doc. Hey, Doc, you need a light in your reception room.
It takes a few minutes for your eyes to adjust. Goodbye. Yes, dear. Yes. Yes, dear.
Now, where did I park my car? Oh, here it is. Boy. Wonder how long it takes for the eyes to adjust. Hey, I never noticed that before. Must be a loose thread.
Okay, buddy, tell me your story. You always wanted to be a cop when you were a kid, right?
Wrong. I just got new glasses, and I thought this was my car.
Oh, brother!
You know, that's so far out, I believe it.
Yes, yes, dear. Yes, goodbye, dear.
Oh, boy.
Better call in the next patient. Next? Who's the next patient, please? Flintstone was right. I do need a light in the reception room. Hey, wait a minute. These aren't mine. Flintstone took the wrong glasses. I've got to let him know right away. Oh, where is that phone anyway? Here it is. Hello, operator. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Number, please.
Oh, knock it off. Hello, operator.
Boy, I'm sure glad I got these glasses. Driving around all this time, not seeing where I was going, it scares me. I could have had an accident. That's funny. I don't remember that dip in the road. Oh, well, it's a beautiful day. Whoops, spoke too soon. Getting cloudy. Wow, they ought to fix these bumpy roads. Wilma, I'm home.
Fred, you look positively handsome.
You were right, Wilma. You were right. I needed glasses. Here, sweetheart. That's for just being pretty. Don't worry, Dino, old pal. I didn't forget you. Have a bow. Hi, Pebbles. Yes, sweetheart. We're going to the circus in just a minute. Daddy's big girl. Get Pebbles ready to go, will you, Wilma? I'm going over to show Barney my new image. Boy, I bet he'll be surprised. Takes a while to get used to him.
He's telling us.
Yes, sir, Fred. Those glasses do something for you.
Yeah, I do look distinguished, don't I?
You sure do. At last, I can distinguish you from an elephant.
Say, Barn, that's real funny. You should come with us to the circus. There's a spot for you.
Oh, yeah, like in the big tent with the clowns?
No, like in the cage with the other hyenas. Well, now, Wilma's got Pebbles ready real fast. See you later, Barn.
Oh, hold it, Fred. Uncle Barney has to kiss Pebbles goodbye. Goodbye, you little monkey.
Come on, sweetheart. Wave goodbye to Uncle Barn. Fred, see you later.
My name is Barney Rubble. I live at 224 Rocky Way. I am not seeing things.
Hello? Oh, hello, Dr. Boulderdome. No, Fred's not here right now.
Mrs. Flintstone, you've got to get those glasses off him right away.
I thought so. Something's wrong with them, isn't there?
Not for me, there's not. They're my glasses.
Oh, dear.
But when he's wearing them, his vision is totally distorted.
Oh, dear.
Besides, I need those glasses. I can't find my way out of here.
My name is Barney Rubble. I am not seeing things. I live at 224 Rocky Way.
Barney, what's wrong?
Pebbles does not look like a monkey.
What? Barney, where's Fred?
He just left, Wilma. He went to the circus with a monkey. Wilma, that wasn't Pebbles. That was a monkey.
Wilma, do you know what he's talking about?
No, but never mind. We've got to find Fred and take off his glasses. We'll have to use your car, Barney.
Ooh, I wasn't seeing things. I'm okay.
Somebody tell me what's happening. I'm confused.
Boy, what a line. And just for ice cream. But don't worry, Daddy will stand here all day for sweetheart.
Pardon me, young man. Is that your first baby?
Yes, ma'am, she is.
Oh, how sweet. I bet she looks just like Daddy.
The spitting image. See?
Oh, no.
don't hate her.
Next.
One cone, please.
One scoop or two?
Yeah, one should do it.
One flip, Henry.
One for you. And one for me. Oop.
Now cut that out. I'll tell you when. Hey, that kid can eat.
Yeah. She's a chip off the old block, all right.
Step right up and show the little lady your big, strong muscles. Test your strength right here.
Watch your old daddy knock that bell right off the pole, Pebbles. Hold the baby for me, will you?
Sure thing, buddy. I love kids.
Now keep your eye on daddy, sweetheart.
Nothing like a cute little... Wow, what a homely kid.
Here we go!
So you see, Fred doesn't know he's wearing the wrong glasses, and everything is out of focus.
Yeah, but there's nothing to worry about, Wilma. What could happen to him?
That's right, Wilma. After all, he's at the circus. How could he possibly get into trouble?
Remember, we're talking about Fred Flintstone.
He'll find a way.
Let's get our tickets and go in, Pebbles. Ah, here we are. T-I-C-K-E-T-S. Tickets. Boy, am I glad I got these new glasses. I don't know what you're saying, sweetheart, but keep talking. You sound awful cute. I beg your pardon, madam. After you. Well, now, that's very nice of you. And may I say that's a lovely fur coat you're wearing? Such a polite lady. I want you to be just like her when you grow up, Pebbles. Ah, here we are. Tickets. Boy, what a silly place for a ticket booth. Guy could get lost around here. Uh-oh. That lady back there must have dropped this. Oh, lady! Wait! This must be yours. Here you are, ma'am. I knew right away it belonged to you. An alligator purse is just the right accessory for your fur coat.
Oh, brother. And they put us in cages.
Now, see here, Rocco. With or without your star monkey, Chipsy, you're on in 5 minutes.
Sorry, boss. We can't make it.
Can't make it? Kid, you're circus. You gotta laugh when you feel like crying.
Why?
Rocco, baby, you all know the answer to that. The show must go on.
Why?
Well, because otherwise y'all don't get paid.
Oh, I see. That's different. All right, there, you monkeys, on your feet.
The show's just about ready to start, sweetheart.
Hey, Daddy, look at the funny-looking monkey.
Watch the name-calling, kid. You're not any little Lord Fauntleroy yourself. Look, sweetheart, see the funny clouds?
She's the
Hey, Bud, why don't you get your kid her own peanuts?
Why, you...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Rocco and his marvelous monkeys.
Pebbles, what are you doing? Come back here, Pebbles!
Chipsy, my star monkey, you're back!
Sweetheart, come back! Baby, please, you'll get hurt!
Hey, that fat clown is a riot!
Come down from there, Pebbles! Hold on, baby! I'll save you! Hey! Quit it!
What's going on? Hey!
Say, you're pretty good. When did you join the act?
Act? I'm trying to save my daughter. Now let go of me.
Okay, if you insist.
I insist. Pebbles, baby, where did you go? Boy, kids don't care where they park their bikes nowadays. Fred? Oh, Fred!
I don't see him anywhere, Barney.
Hey, down in front. My kid can't see the clown on the high wire.
Clown? It's Fred!
That can't be Fred. He gets dizzy in the balcony at the movies.
Come to Daddy, sweetheart. Yep, that's Fred, all right.
Oh, no! Fred, come down!
Wilma, is that you?
Yes, Fred. Please come down.
I will as soon as I get Pebbles.
Pebbles is here with me, Fred.
Hey, you're wearing the wrong glasses.
Barney, you'll scare him.
Oh, sorry, Wilma. Don't look down, Fred. You'll get scared if you see where you are. I know exactly where I am, and I'm not wearing the wrong glasses.
Hold on to him, Chipsy. Hold him. Okay. Let him go.
Fred, are you all right, Fred?
Yeah, of course I am, Wilma.
Oh, you scared me to death. But I must say you handled yourself beautifully.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Gee, Fred, you look just like a professional.
Well, some people have it, some people don't.
Well, you don't have to be modest, Fred. It took a lot of nerve to go all the way up there.
Well, it wasn't really nerve, Barn. I got a little confused. All the way up where?
Up there, on the high wire.
You mean I was about up there?
Hi, Wilma.
Hi, honey. Dinner's going to be a little late. Oh, no, not again. Sorry, he's not interested. That's been going on all day.
What has?
Fred is an overnight sensation. We've heard from the circus, TV shows. Oh, it just never stops. Not interested. Sorry. That was a movie company from Holly Rock.
And all because his eyesight went bad.
Boy, Fred should try breaking his leg. No telling how far he'd go.
Oh, Barney.
Well, I'll say one thing for Fred. He's being sensible and not taking any of this seriously.
Say, where is the old hippo of the high wire?
He's resting.
Oh. You had any trouble with big birds around here, Wilma?
Birds? No, Barney. Oh, listen, when Fred comes out, don't mention the word circus to him.
I don't care what anybody says. Elephants don't fly. Therefore, it has to be Fred. Are you Fred?
Hi, Barn. Oh, Wilma. Hold out for the highest offer. I'm working up a great act.
Oh, no.
I'll be ready for the big time in 2 weeks. Now I'm going to do something I haven't tried before.
Fred, please, not so high. Oh, no.
All right. So I need a little more practice.
Did he say a little?
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.